We want to stick to time. We've been doing very well, so we want to keep that up. The next talk is about... Oh, sorry, your name is not on the slide. That doesn't help me. Tim. Yeah, the next talk is about Tim, about extracting mini apps for HPC software.
Then, thank you for having me back at Fostum. I am Tim. I'm by trade, I'm a compiler guy, and I'm giving a talk to the HPC dev room, and how that came to be will be part of the talk, extracting mini apps from HPC software for total cost of ownership optimized system procurement. And I want to give a quick background about how this project came to be before I actually start to go into the technical details, because this project is part of the NHR Association funded TCO, so total cost of ownership project. NHR stands for Nationales Hochleistungsrechnen. It's the German term for national high-performance computing, basically. And the NHR is an alliance of computing centers, which all have different specialities, but all have a common admission process and have a so-called harmonized computing environment, which means basically that all the clusters at the different locations have very similar scheduling system, very similar file system. So if you manage to get your app work, your program working on one of the HPC systems, you probably will be able to get it working on the other systems as well. And this little blue dot is the is Darmstadt, which is where I'm from. And all those systems are procured at some point. And whenever you do hardware procurement, there are basically the question, well, what hardware do you get? And the simple answer is, you get the best of everything, right? So you get the most cores, the fastest RAM, the most efficient power delivering units, fastest, most storage. But this is infeasible for all but the largest of HPC computing centers, and even those usually struggle. So usually what you do is you go ahead and say, well, we want to get the best performance per dollar we spent. And for this, you need to figure out what the performance is you get for your dollars. And so you usually use LINPACK and STREAM, which are benchmarking. One is for basically stressing your floating point unit and turning your rack system into a space heater. And the other is memory. And then because you do not want to run only synthetic benchmarks, you use some of the SPEC HPC suite benchmark and run this, and you figure out how much performance do you get, basically. And recently, there was this push to get more power efficient when you do HPC community. And so there, the target to hit is performance per watt. And there again, you basically use LINPACK. If you look at the Green 500 list of HPC system, they all publish their LINPACK score. But this is not actually representative of what the system will cost during its lifetime. It's usually just what's your one-time investment cost in procuring the actual hardware. And what you really want to figure out, especially in the case of this distributed National High Performance Computing Association, is the money we spend actually well invested for the use cases our users have. And this is where this total cost of ownership project came to be. Because you do not want to score your procurement only on performance, but you want to have it be a mix of different factors. Of course, you want to have the initial hardened software investment cost as part of this, but you also want to figure in cooling costs, because this is one of the main cost drivers today. Put your power in and how to get the heat away, that dissipate the heat that you generate. And you usually want to have technical and administrative stuff for your HPC system to actually work properly. And then the last thing, which is power consumption. And it's not power consumption of your idling system, because that is reasonably low. But it's of the job mix you're running. And this job mix is very essential in this whole thing, because the job mix is a very user-dependent metric. It is what is the system actually being used for. So, for example, and this is, again, referring back to these distributed and slightly specialized computing centers we have at NHR, if you do physics simulation, your application might benefit more from faster CPU.